New normal. It's a term for living in fear and bondage and settling for less. The left has a knack for taking good, nice-sounding words and giving them a perverse definition. It is called word hijacking. This enables them to slip the perverse ideas and policies over on the unsuspecting masses. In the case of new normal, it really means forget the Constitution, forget freedom, forget faith, forget integrity, accept fascism, accept bondage, accept fear, and accept propaganda. But new normal isn't threatening. New makes it sound exciting. Normal makes it sound comfortable. The reality is that anyone using the term new normal is simply a deceiver working for their master, Satan. People get sucked into pits all the time by people using nice words and pleasant dispositions. I don't recall that Jesus was ever described as being nice or pleasant. The words I remember being used about him were authority and power. Jesus spoke with authority, and he dealt with every person with authority and power. He didn't even sugarcoat his words to his disciples. He was truth, not a liar or a deceiver. So his words are spirit and they are life. New normal is not a Christian word. New birth is. New normal is a wolf in sheep's clothing. New birth is translation into the glorious kingdom of God. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat of it. For in the day that you eat thereof, you shall surely die. Genesis 2:17. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. Genesis 3:4. From the beginning, Satan contradicted God to undermine our faith in God. All he had to do was take the word of God and insert a not to negate the truth in it. The wisest man that ever lived, Solomon, said this, the thing that has been is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there's no new thing under the sun. Ecclesiastes 1:9. Everything that is really important in life has already manifested in the past. It is simply repackaged over the generations. Whenever someone uses the word new about an idea or philosophy, recognize that they have simply repackaged an old idea or philosophy. Open the package and look at the idea, the philosophy, in the light of God's Word. In so doing, you will reveal the truth or the lie that it really is. Whenever a person uses the word normal, understand that they are using some standard by which to measure the quality of it. Normal as opposed to abnormal. If the standard they use conflicts with the Word of God, their judgment of normal is invalid. Not only does this truth apply to scriptural things and spiritual things, it also applies to secular things. Our Constitution is the standard by which all other laws may be measured as legal or illegal, constitutional or unconstitutional. The Word of God is supreme because it is God, it is Jesus, it is the Holy Spirit. It is truth. So the Word of God is the only standard by which we measure spiritual or moral issues. Under that authority is the Constitution. The Constitution is the only standard by which we measure political or legal issues. We're blessed in this country with freedom given by God and guaranteed to us by our Constitution. This is the normal that has saved us and made us great. Do not accept any new normal that conflicts with either the Word or the Constitution.